Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, December the 18th, 2020, 19 minutes past the hour. Getaway Friday, 1 week away from Christmas Day. Now remember, if you want to send us a Christmas card, you still have time. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Just put your return address on there, and we will send you a card back, and hang your card in the studio here through the first of the year. And we want to thank the new cards that came in today, our over the last few days, I guess I should say, from Jeannie Evers and Linda and Ron Schaefer and the Roston family, Tim, Amy, Scarlett, Nicholas, and Reed, and Jeff Ruth. We thank them all for their cards. We will add those to the list. All right. I believe today is the last day to be able to write Santa Claus a letter and still get a letter back before Christmas. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And again, today is the last day for Hanukkah. Hanukkah ran this year December 10th through December 18th. And Kwanzaa will start on December 26th and run through January 1st, 2021. And of course, Christmas Eve is in 6 days. December 24th, and Christmas Day, December 25th, as it is every year. And as we did in hour number one, we want to again pass along our condolences to the former, well, to the family of the former manager of the Southland Mall back when it was really something, Chuck Yakabuchi, who we learned passed away earlier this week at the age of 67. And we had a lot of fun last night at the Christmas party. Hope you got to listen to that. What did you think of the Christmas party last night? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And the question we're discussing here this morning is, what is the difference between a Christmas song and a Christmas carol? Now, Google says, and I've also heard from other people, that a Christmas song is secular. Doesn't have any religious connotation. But a carol has religious connotation. That's the difference between the two. But I'm not sure if that's right. Because I think anybody would say Deck the Halls is a carol. But Deck the Halls has no religious significance. And I think a lot of people would even say that Jingle Bells is a carol. But Jingle Bells has no religious significance. And Silent Night and the First Noel, I'm not sure that those are carols. I would think those are songs, not Christmas carols. And what does Christmas carol mean anyway? Why does that mean religious significance? And are all songs that are sung with religious connotation carols? I don't know. It's a very deep question. Does anybody have any idea, or what have you been taught over the years in regard to this subject? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is your feeling in regard to Christmas carols versus Christmas songs? What is the big difference? Now, clearly, there are some Christmas songs, which are definitely Christmas songs. You have Santa Baby. I would say the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Definitely songs. But carols, see, I thought carols had to do with repetition. So I thought that's why Deck the Halls, Joy to the World, Jingle Bells were Christmas carols. But that doesn't fit the definition that Google gives us, which is that Christmas carols have to do with some kind of religious significance. So if anybody could point this out, please do. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the difference between a Christmas carol and a Christmas song? Does anybody else want to venture into this pond and try to give us an answer? All right. Here's something else I wanted to talk about. Because until recently, I had never heard of this. Maybe in the last week, up until the last week, I had not heard of this. Has anybody heard, and I'm not sure where this comes from, but has anybody heard about the Christmas pickle? Do you know about this? About a week and a half ago, I was at somebody's house, and they were showing me their Christmas pickle. And I, in all the years of life, had never heard of a Christmas pickle. So I was kind of surprised by this. And the Christmas pickle is like a Christmas ornament. And it was explained to me by this person that what happens is that on Christmas morning, somebody takes the Christmas pickle, maybe Santa Claus, and hangs it on the Christmas tree. And then the first child to find the pickle on the tree gets a prize. And I thought, well, I had never heard of this ever. Well, this morning, I was scrolling through social media here on Facebook, and I see the Christmas pickle. I see another story about the Christmas pickle. So does anybody know a lot about this Christmas pickle? I mean, is that what the deal is? You don't put it on the tree. The Christmas pickle does not go on the tree prior to Christmas. And then on Christmas Day, you put the Christmas pickle on the tree, and the first kid who finds the pickle gets a prize. Now, is that how it works? And why is this a thing? Where did that come from? Is a pickle hard to find on a tree? Why a pickle? Why a pickle, not an orange? You know, oranges were hand in hand with Christmas for many, many years, although we don't hear about that anymore. So does anybody know any more about this Christmas pickle thing? I'm starting to hear all kinds of things about it. Do I need to run out and buy a Christmas pickle? Why a pickle? And is a pickle more difficult to find on a tree than other ornaments? I mean, I could think of, maybe it's because it's green, but if you don't have a green tree, like I know a lot of people have white trees, and a lot of people have blue trees, and a lot of people have red trees. Well, I would think a green Christmas pickle would stick out like a sore thumb on those trees. So, I'm not quite sure what the deal is with the Christmas pickle. And if it is because it's green, then why not a Christmas cucumber? Why not a Christmas green apple? Why a pickle? What? I've never, ever heard of this. See, this to me is like Elf on a Shelf. See, when I was growing up, there was no Elf on a Shelf. But now, holy moly, Elf on a Shelf is the thing. It's right there with Christmas. And to be honest, I've never really fully understood that. Or where that came from. Because, you know, and is it elf or elves? We don't know about that either. So, Elf on a Shelf. Now, the idea is, if you don't have kids or don't understand Elf on a Shelf, and why it's called Elf on a Shelf, I don't understand that either. I've never seen one on a shelf. But apparently, you take this elf, and I think you name him. You name him something. And at night, this elf does things in your home. And you wake up in the morning trying to find what the elf did. And then apparently you take pictures of it, and you post it on social media. Although, I do have to say, I have not seen a whole lot of Elf on a Shelf pictures this year on social media. There was a time there where that was really, really popular. Now, I've seen a little bit, not quite what I'd seen in the past. And why was that called Elf on a Shelf? What did it have to do with a shelf? I get it was an elf, and I thought the elf's name was Jack. Does the Elf on a Shelf have a name, or do you name your own elf? I don't understand the Christmas pickle, and I don't understand Elf on a Shelf. I think they're nice. I'm not saying they're bad things, but I don't know where all that came from. Does anybody know? Because those are recent Christmas traditions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would anybody like to weigh in on Elf on a Shelf or the Christmas pickle? Recent Christmas traditions. Now, see, the kids nowadays are going to know these things forever. They'll just be part of their life. Elf on a Shelf and Christmas pickle. I don't know about either of those things. When I was young, there was no such thing as Elf on a Shelf or Christmas pickle. And why do you hide this elf? See, I was never sure. Are you supposed to hide the elf, and the kids are supposed to find it in the morning, or are you supposed to have the elf do awful stuff, like toilet paper the Christmas tree? What is the purpose of the elf on a shelf, and why on a shelf? See, nobody else out there knows either. These are the questions that I bring to the forefront on this program each and every day because we want to educate and inform on this station. Does anybody have any idea on any of this? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are wide open. 740-383-9944. So if you have an answer to any of these questions, please let me know. Do you know what is the difference between a Christmas carol and a Christmas song? What's the difference? What is the purpose of Elf on a Shelf? Where did that come from? And does anybody know anything about this Christmas pickle? The Christmas pickle. Where did that come from? And what's the purpose of that? So any answers on any of that, hit me up here, grab a line, 31 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. See, I think everybody's just as confused as I am about these things. Elf on a Shelf, Christmas pickle, Christmas carol versus Christmas song. See, I don't think anybody really knows the answers. I think people, I guess, get what you're supposed to do. And what kind of gift do you get the person who finds the Christmas pickle? Because I imagine most families probably have boys and girls, and you don't know who's going to find the Christmas pickle until Christmas morning. So what do you get them? What is a typical Christmas pickle gift? Any ideas here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I did have a question here. Now, I hopefully we'll get some input on this because we're getting down to the final days here. You know, 6 shopping days left until Christmas at this point. What are some last-minute Christmas gifts? Now, I talked about this with Heloise yesterday, and we really did not come to a good consensus on any of this. What are some good Christmas gifts or holiday gifts? We had talked about candles, but that's not really a good idea because some people don't like the scent of certain candles. And we talked about foods, but some people don't like certain foods. And we talked about poinsettias or poinsettia, no, however you say it. But, you know, some people really don't like those. What is a good gift? Now, I said socks, and apparently this took a lot of heat. I don't, I think socks are a good gift. Now, let me tell you why. Because if you go into a store this time of year and see socks, they have all these colorful socks and all these Christmas-themed socks. And sometimes they're not even Christmas-themed. Sometimes they're, superheroes or anything. You can get socks made of anything now. Now, why not Christmas socks? Why is that a bad gift? I think that's a good gift. A lot of people bring alcohol as a gift if they're going somewhere. I don't know if that's good, because a lot of people don't drink alcohol. It's hard to figure out what people want alcohol-wise. I don't know if that's a good gift. But what's a good last-minute Christmas gift? Does anybody know? What would you get somebody who you don't really know a whole lot about, but you want to get them something, you don't really know what their tastes are? What's a good Christmas gift last minute? 740-383-9944, because we are in the home stretch now. So what's a good last minute Christmas gift? Does anybody have any idea? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. That, or do you understand the Christmas pickle? Do you understand Elf on a Shelf? Or do you know the difference between a Christmas carol and a Christmas song? So there's a lot to talk about here. And we would love to hear your opinions. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. What do you think? Now, some other happenings this week, and I hate to bring this up again because it upsets people. And it's really, I guess in the grand scheme of things, it ends up being kind of trivial. But the name change of the Cleveland Indians, which apparently is going to happen after 105 years, we don't know exactly when it's going to happen, and we don't know exactly what their name is going to be changed to, but we know it's coming. Now, does anybody have anything more to say about that? Now, the other story that I wanted to talk about, because the person has been on this show a lot of times, is Gary Burbank, legendary Ohio broadcaster who created and voices the character of Earl Pitts, which has been on radio now for 35 years. Can you imagine? Nationally syndicated for 35 years. It's the longest running comedy syndicated radio program ever. And we learned this week that Gary Burbank will be calling it a day. No more Earl Pitts. Now, it's my understanding how this will happen is that he's going to record the last one this week. And then there's a little bit of a backlog, so they will air into 2021, and then sometime in early 2021, there will be no more new Earl Pitts. It'll be all over. Now, this has been something in this area that has been popular for so, so long. I believe it still airs on some stations in this area. Earl Pitts was something, I know people who didn't even care for the music on certain stations and didn't like the DJs on certain stations, but they would listen to Earl Pitts. And it's interesting that this is coming to an end after 35 years of Gary doing it. And Gary will be on. I talked to him the other night, and Gary will be on soon to talk about why this is happening and why he's calling it a day. But nothing lasts forever, and 35 years is a long run. Does anybody have any thoughts on the ending of Earl Pitts? We've never really talked about that on the air because I pretty well had guests the last 2 days. Does anybody have any thoughts on Earl Pitts wrapping it up, Gary Burbank finishing up his 35-year run as the voice and creator and writer and just everything for that Earl Pitts character? Now, as he said when he's guested on this program, there have been contributors to the Earl Pitts program, but it's a long-running institution, and I know a lot of people love it out there. So, any thoughts on Earl Pitts becoming no more in early 2021, which was the announcement that came down this week. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Kind of a quiet morning this morning. 39 minutes past the hour. You know, it might have something to do with the fact that the snow came down. You know, this snowstorm, which I think hit the East Coast, the New York area, far worse than it hit us, came through here last night. It made everything look nice, you know, covered everything with snow again. The commute in this morning was not bad, but I think it makes people tired, and I think it makes people a little sluggish in the morning. And we've got a lot of questions on the table, and we're not getting answers to anything. Now, do people just not know the answers? Which could be, because I certainly don't know the answers. Now, we'll recap all of this. What is the difference between a Christmas carol and a Christmas song? What is Elf on a Shelf all about, really? What's the definitive reason for Elf on a Shelf? What is the Christmas pickle really all about? Does anybody have anything more to say about the Cleveland Indians changing their name in the next few years? And what do you make of Earl Pitts? Gary Burbank calling it a day after 35 years of voicing this character. If anybody has anything to say on any of that, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. There you are. So that's what we're talking about this morning. Our last-minute Christmas gifts. Does anybody have any ideas for last-minute Christmas gifts? You know, when I said Christmas sucks yesterday, people went insane. They did not like that Christmas sucks was a last-minute Christmas gift. I think Christmas sucks are a great idea for a last-minute Christmas gift. I just don't know why Christmas sucks is bad. What would you give as a last-minute Christmas gift? Now, last night, again, we were talking about candy at the Christmas get-together, and it's interesting, because what is Christmas candy and what is not Christmas candy? Now, last night during the program, somebody said Reese Cups were their favorite Christmas candy. Now, I will concede that Reese Cup does make a Christmas-shaped treat at the holiday. But I would not call a Reese cup a Christmas candy. I think of Christmas candies more of like rum balls and hardtack and sugar cookies with the shapes and icing and things like that. That's what I think of Christmas candy. Now, last night I also said that I did not think chocolate-covered cherries were a Christmas candy. But a lot of people pointed out that the stores do sell a lot of Christmas candy this time of year. I know Shirk's does Christmas chocolate-covered cherries. What is that other company that does chocolate-covered cherries every year, but you only see them at Christmas? There's a company that does the chocolate-covered cherries, and they're out every Christmas, and really, it's the only time of year I ever see that company. Does anybody know the name of that company? I cannot think of the name of that company. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And, you know, I was thinking about this last night. I think I have gotten those as a Christmas gift before. But I can't remember the name of that company that every year puts out the chocolate-covered cherries. You know, and another one of maybe those practical gifts, well, maybe somebody here knows what it is. Go ahead, caller.
Chuck.
Yes.
The name of the getting one is Queen Anne.
Queen Anne, yeah. Why is that only at Christmas? Yeah, why do they only do that at Christmas?
It's one of the things that they always at Christmas time.
Now, is Queen Anne, are they owned? Yeah, are they owned by a different company?
Queen Anne.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay, hold on. I listened to your show last night.
Yes.
it was interesting. It was good. Glad to hear Jeff Bruce that he's getting a little bit better out of his virus. And you guys had a good time from what I heard on the radio. So.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun last night at the Christmas party. Now, did anybody else get to hear the Christmas program last night? It was a lot of fun last night. 740-383-9944. But that's right, Queen Anne. That's that chocolate-covered cherry company that you really only see at Christmas time. Now, do they sell Queen Anne chocolates all year round? And is that owned by another company? I could not imagine that a company could just stay in business 1 month a year, the Queen Anne Chocolate Covered Cherry Company. I would imagine that they have to do something else. Are they owned by a bigger company? Does anybody know anything about the Queen Anne Chocolate Company? Chocolate Covered Cherry? Do they have any other products besides chocolate covered cherries? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about the Queen Anne Candy Company? You know, I also think that a nice Christmas gift, practical, last-minute Christmas gift, could be hot chocolate. Now, I know that most people do, there are some people, I guess, who do not do hot chocolate, but I think that's a nice gift. You know, you give somebody a coffee mug, you put a hot chocolate packet in it, and maybe a bag of marshmallows or something, and you give it to them. See, I think that's a good last-minute Christmas gift. Does anybody have an idea for a last-minute Christmas gift? Give me a buzz here. We're coming up on 46 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Last minute Christmas gifts, because we are getting in that stretch of the time of year where you got to buy those last minute Christmas gifts. And what is the difference between a Christmas a candy and a non-Christmas candy? As I said last night, I don't believe Reese's are a Christmas candy. They do Christmas shapes, but I don't think they're a Christmas candy. What to you are Christmas candy? So I would definitely say that chocolate-covered cherries now qualify as a Christmas candy, but beyond that, I really don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, hot chocolate.
Yes.
Hot chocolate, marshmallows.
A cinnamon stick.
Yes.
Now, you like cinnamon in your hot chocolate?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You put either cinnamon right in it or get a stick and put it in.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Now, I'd never heard of a cinnamon stick in hot chocolate. Now, I have heard of a cinnamon stick in tea, but I've never heard of a cinnamon stick in hot chocolate. But why not? Whatever you like is whatever you like, and that's the point. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on any of these questions. Now, again, Christmas candy. Now, I know a popular Christmas candy is fudge, but would you call fudge a Christmas candy? Because I have heard, this is a question I wanted to ask the other day, because people make fudge all year round is what I wanted to say there. But what is $1 million fudge? Or is it $1,000 fudge? I think it's $1 million fudge. Now, we've all heard of peanut butter fudge. That's a popular one. We've all heard of chocolate fudge. That's a popular one. But what is $1 million fudge? Does anybody know what $1 million fudge is? I don't know what that is. I just I've wondered about that, because I know people make that they make that at the holidays, but I think they make it at other times too. What is $1 million fudge? I don't think I've ever heard a definitive answer on that. If anybody knows what $1 million fudge is, give me a call, 740-383-9944. And why is it called $1 million fudge? Now, we're also talking about last-minute Christmas gifts. We were talking about hot chocolate and marshmallows and a coffee mug there a few minutes ago, but yesterday I took a lot of heat because I said socks when I was talking with Heloise was a bad last-minute Christmas gift. I'm telling you, socks, we have so many multicolored socks now and superhero socks and Christmas-themed socks and all these things. They're novelty socks. That's the whole point behind them. Novelty socks. So, I don't know what's bad about novelty socks. I think that's a great last-minute Christmas gift. So, you know, this is all I feel about the socks thing, and I don't know what million-dollar fudge is. Go ahead, caller.
Last night I was watching a movie on Lifetime, and it was a Christmas movie, and this couple, they were in this restaurant doing, like, hot chocolate tasting, like some kind of couples activity, and one of the things that they tasted was hot chocolate with orange peel in it, and they said you wouldn't think that those two flavors would complement each other, but they do. So I want to try that.
You put the orange peel actually in the hot chocolate?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I don't know if, and it looked like it was rolled up, orange peel was rolled up, so I don't know if it had been, and it was in a movie, so they're not giving you know, the recipe. I don't know if it was like candied or cooked, or they had just peeled it and rolled it up and threw it in there. I don't know, but the lady was telling them in the movie as they were doing these different hot chocolate tastings that the orange peel dunked down into the hot chocolate, it really goes good together. So.
Now, so you were watching Lifetime last night and not listening to the Christmas special?
Busted!
See, that's horrible. Well, anyway, what would you...
And I call myself a faithful listener.
I know. What do you get somebody last minute as a Christmas gift?
I like the idea of socks, but not necessarily the holiday socks, because, like, that's just, you know, only a short time that they could use those. But just, you know, regular socks. Everybody needs socks. You can't have too many socks.
Like black or running socks? What kind of socks?
Just, like... white, like, I mean, not, you know, tube socks that are going to go up to their knees or anything, but, you know, just like some no-shows, some anklets, whatever you want to call them, crew cut, whatever the person likes, I guess.
Whatever the person likes. You know, I was just learning that somebody I know has an unconventional fear of marshmallows. Now, what do you think that's about?
Marshmallows?
That's what I understand. They are scared of marshmallows.
That's a new one on me. I've never... What would you call that phobia?
I don't know. Fear of cream, I guess.
I love marshmallows.
I don't
have too many marshmallows.
Do you know anything about the Christmas pickle or Elf on a Shelf?
No. Well, the pickle, that was a new one. I had never heard of that. I guess the Elf on the Shelf, that's a fairly new one, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, I don't see a whole lot of... People were posting those for years and years, what the elf was doing overnight, but I never really understood what the purpose of that was, except fun, and I don't know why they called it Elf on a Shelf, because the elf was never on a shelf.
Yeah, my kids are older, and when they were younger, I don't think that was a thing, but what is it, it's like the elf watches you, and if you're bad, he reports you to Santa or something?
Well, but I don't know, but I thought some elves I saw doing bad things in pictures, like toilet papering the Christmas tree.
I guess, you know, elves could be naughty or nice, too.
now here, I'm learning something. Now, here, this is coming in from one of our listeners on social media. It says, my Christmas pickle is a pickle of glass. I have been giving a $2 bill as a prize. Nothing big. Well,
oh,
$2
cool.
bill. $2 bill is a good gift because kids like stuff like that.
Right.
And you know, $2 bills are very unique. And it would be good for a boy.
And that's cool that they're using the same pickle every year, the glass one. That's cool.
But I just don't understand. I don't get why it's a pickle. What significance does a pickle...
I think, you know... We don't necessarily have to follow every page out of the Christmas playbook. I mean, you can use your imagination. I was driving down, I think it's David Street the other day, and there were inflatables in someone's yard. One was a pig with a Santa hat on, and I thought, well, that's different. I never heard of a Christmas pig, but hey, if you like it, I love it.
You know what's funny, and I don't, because it's been a long time since I've been over to the fairgrounds to go through the lights there, but there is, because they don't change them a whole lot every year, but people do a lot of work, so I don't want to say they don't do a lot of work over there, but when you drive through
there. You never know who's listening, Scott.
That's right, so I want to cover myself. But when you drive through there, there's always, and I can't remember what it is, there's a light display of something that has nothing to do with Christmas in the outlay. And I remember every time I drove through it, I would say, why is that there? Is it just because it's lit up?
That's like, you know, when you think of the colors of Christmas, red and green, mostly. But my favorite lights to look at, and you don't see them as much nowadays. They used to be a real popular thing, you know. Late 80s, early 90s, the blue. Everyone used to do the blue light. Oh, I love the blue light. And it makes me think of that song, Blue Christmas by Elvis.
I think the blue lights went away because Kmart went out of business. The blue light special went out.
Well, the world may never know. Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, telephone lines are open, and remember, I'll be with you through 1 o'clock today, 740-383-9944. That's a great gift for a Christmas pickle, $2 bill. But does anybody know about the Christmas pickle? What's the story there? And I guess you can make up your own story, but is there some significance in having a pickle? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Same thing with Elf on a Shelf. Now, somebody just sent me a picture of apparently an Elf on a Shelf from yesteryear. Now, it looks like that there's a balloon, a hot air balloon, and there's green and red plastic cups. And the elf is in one of the plastic cups. Now, see, and it's in the Christmas tree. Now, this, again, is an elf wreaking havoc on a house. Now, is that what Elf on a Shelf is about? Is it supposed to wreak havoc? Because I'm not sure if that's... Well, that's a picture from 2014. So there you go. And apparently, at the bottom... one of the bottom cups was her friend Moose. So there's a lot of those memories now with Elf on a Shelf, but is that the point of Elf on a Shelf? To wreak havoc on somebody's house and be a social media thing over the holiday season? I don't know. Elves hanging from ceiling, fans, toilet papering, Christmas trees, doing all kinds of things. I don't know about this pickle. If anybody wants to share... Give me a buzz. What did your elf do? 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. Also talking about the difference between a Christmas song and a Christmas carol. And what is a Christmas candy? What is not a Christmas candy? And what is a good last-minute Christmas gift? I still say socks. Oh, now let me tell you this. Now here's a little story for you. Yesterday... I should have started telling this earlier. Yesterday, I got invited, and I appreciate this. I got invited to a lunch, but I couldn't make it. You know, yesterday was a busy day. I had things going on, had the big Christmas special here last night. We had a lot of fun with that. So I couldn't go to this lunch. And I, you know, it's a shame. It's one of those Christmas lunches. And so I get a picture from this Christmas lunch, and it's of one of the people who went to the lunch holding, I think it was a card. You know, it's hard to tell from the picture. It's a card, and it had my name on it. Now, here's the thing. We're getting close to the holiday now, and if it was a Christmas card, you know, hey, I'm going to have to get this sometime soon because I want to, you know, display it. So we're going to have to do that. But the other thing about this is one of the people who was at this dinner also is supposed to make Christmas cookies and Christmas candy. And I got to thinking yesterday that here we are. This is December the 18th. We're running out of time. when it comes to Christmas cookie and Christmas candy. Now, I would have to say, now, I like the sugar cookies, and I like the Buckeyes, because I don't eat a whole lot of sugar during the year, so Buckeyes are good, and I like those cookies, of course, with the Hershey Kisses in the middle. You know, Nate Redmond's wife last night brought a whole tray of Christmas candy. Now, I don't know if those were eaten last... I didn't get any of it. I'll tell you that. I did not get any of the candy that Mrs. Redmond brought last night. But, so I have not had any Christmas candy this year. Let's put it that way. I've had zero. Zero. And we're 7 days away from the big day right now. I've had zero. I don't know. Maybe I've been bad this year. I've been naughty, as they say. Naughty or nice. Because last night, I saw people eating these cookies, and I even, Santa Claus turned to Mrs. Redmond last night at the event and said, boy, those are good cookies. And I think they were the cookies with the Hershey Kisses in the center of them. And I don't know where they went. I don't know if the Redmonds took them home, Nate and Mrs. Redmond. I don't know what happened there. But in any event, those are Christmas things that I like. No-bake cookies. Now, I don't know if that's a Christmas thing, but I like no-bake cookies. But you know what I always wondered? Could you make no-bake cookies in Christmas colors? I don't think you can, because aren't no-bake cookies based in chocolate? I don't think you can dye chocolate. I don't think you could dye it green or red. I don't think food coloring or anything like that would work. And I don't know if sprinkles in there would be good. But wouldn't it be neat if you could do that? Could you do white chocolate no-bake cookies? Is there a thing like white chocolate no-bake cookies? I don't know. We're getting some more Elf on a Shelf pictures here. The elf was on the table battling all toys back in 2013, December 16th, 2013. This picture is dated. The elf on a shelf was battling wrestlers and army people, all kinds of stuff. But I don't know. I don't know what this card was yesterday because I missed the lunch. And I think it was a card. It was a nice envelope. I saw the envelope. It was very nice. It looked like somebody had done calligraphy on the envelope. So that was nice. Well, you know what? We got a break. We're going to come back here. Don't go anywhere. We've got many more hours this morning. Stay tuned.
And he shouted and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. Oh, Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. End quote. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, nickling, I heard on the roof the prancing and